Vayter in Shas, remember Vakama Daf Kuf Yud. Moving along, and Kuf Tesla Bays, but about on the page, five lines up, Tanara Banan. Minayin Lekoin, Shaba, Umakriv Karbanasov, Bechol Esu, Bechol Shaash Yirtse. Where do we know that a Kohen can come and bring his own carbon at any time that he wants? And this is talking about, he wants to bring some sort of carbon, some sort of nidava, or he did some sort of aveide, and he wants to bring a chatas and asham. Tamal omar uba b'chol avas nafsho v'sheiris. So he says that the Kohen shall come whenever his soul desires, and he can go and serve. Minayin shavodaso v'or shalo. How do we know, where do we learn out that when he goes and does this, that he gets its meat, and he also gets the hide. He gets to keep it. Rashi says, "Schar avodaso dahainu b'sara." He gets to have it. Talmud lomer v'ish es kedoshav lo yiyu. It says that a man's holies will be his. Ha ketzad. How does that work? Im haya balmum. If the kohen, unless he brought this this carbon, he was a balmum, and he wasn't able to do it because he can't do balmum. It's not eligible to go ahead and to bring a carbon to be something dosh. But he is allowed to eat from the korbanos. The no sell the coin shavos some mishmar goes in and gives it to the coin during that mishmar who's working over there. Vavodos of Or Shalo, but he gets to keep the meat and he gets to keep the hide. Beep, turn the page. Kuf Yud v'im haya zaken ochole. Let's see, he's a zaken. He's older. He's sick. He doesn't have a mum. He's not a bal mum. Rashi says v'ra'uy la'avoda. Lavoda, Roy Lavoda, can the Mefarish to come on, Ve'in Roy Lachila, but he's not ready to eat it. Right? The Gemara is going to say, we're talking about a case that he could do the Avoda, but he's not able to eat the meat. No Silichol coin shears, he can give it to any coin that he wants to go and do it, says Rashi, the whole of the Hava Chazi Lavoda, Matzil Shavu Shlach. Since he's Roy to do the Avoda, he can give it to Shliach. Vavodasa, Vaor Lanshe Mishmar. But what is up happening now is that the meat and the hide are given to the people of the Mishmar. Rashi says to Kim and the Lo Chazi Lachila, Lamash Shlach Achila. Since he's not able to eat, he can't be a Shliach for eating. So that's Gemara. Hi, Zakin Achol, Hikidam. What are we talking about? Eat the Matzi Avod Avoda if he's able to go and do the Avoda. You can do the avoda, avodasa v'ora nami tavadidei. Then the avoda, and you know this should be the meat and the hide should be his. V'idlo matzil avid avoda is not able to do it, and shliach yichim mashvi. How can he go and make a shliach if he himself is not able to go and do it? Our papa shiochel asadit chak. He's able to do the service, but he's only right. The carbon and eating it, but it's going to be hard for him to do it. Right? It's not stopping him from being able to do it altogether, but it's going to become very difficult. Avoda, in reference to the avoda, the chiavid lay al yideat chak avodahi, where even when he does it with difficulty, he's still considered like an avoda. Umash v'shliach, and he's able to go out into to make a shliach. Achila, when it comes to eating, the chiachel yideat chak achila gasi. When someone eats al yideat chak, it's called the chila gasa. Rashi says shenafshel kotzba. You know, he doesn't even want to discuss it by it. V'chila gasa laf klomui. That's not considered achila at all. Mishum hachi avodas savor lanshe mishmar. Therefore, the meat and its hide go to the people of the mishmar. Amar Rav Sheshes. Emay a kohen tamei b'karben tzibor. If there's a kohen, oh, who's part of the mishmar, but he's tamei. And he brought a carbon, and he has a carbon seabor. No snalachal mishayirtse. He can give it to any coin that he wants and let that coin go and do it. Rashi says, the whole, the who yachal akrivo, the whole carbon seabor doches atoma. Because we know tuma is hutra bit seabor. So shliach nami matziavid. Carbon seabor ba betuma ve'ein nechal betuma bekitzatolin. It can be brought, but it can't be eaten. So you bring it, you don't eat it. That goes to the Anshe Mishmar because he himself is not able to go ahead and eat. Echidam, what are we talking about? Eat. We're talking about a case where there are kohanim that are tahor. Rashi says, "Bahu mishmar, the tamei mi matzei avdi." Are they even allowed to do it? Rashi says, "V'kevin de lo matzei avdi shliach echimashvi." What is it true? We say tumah such a betzibor that if there's no one else to go and do it, that's tahor. But if someone doesn't do it, it's tahor, then you can't do it. Vida like a tahor, if there are no tahor over there, avodasav or anshe mishmar, then what would you say? Why would you say that the meat and the hide goes to the anshe mishmar? How tamei ninu belo matzei lachi? These people are tahor; they're not able to eat it. Amarava ema labali mum and tahor and shavos mishmar. We should say that its meat and hide belong to the Bali Mumin, the blemished Kohen of that Mishmar, who are Tahor. Rashi says, Mishalech is the Kaim Alon, Ish Cholek, Afila Bal Mum, Bekachim Nachos. You go and you could split up the hide, even though you can't eat it. Amar Rav Ashi, Imaya Kohen Gadol Onein. Let's say Kohen Gadol is an Onein. He lost one of the Zion Krovim on that day, and he has his own carbon he has to go and bring. Rashi says, Vishal carbon Atzmo Lakriv. No Selichol Kohen Jirtze. He can give it to any Kohen that he wants to go and do. Rashi says, the Kevin to Kohen Gadol Makriv Onein, he brings. The Chsiv La'aviv Li'in Wa Lo Yitama. He's right to bring this carbon even when he's in Onay, therefore he can give a coin to be a shliach. The avoda, the means of the meat and the hide that goes to Anshe Mishmar. In fact, the Gemara, Michael Mashmon, we come to tell me, Tanina, we are learned that in the Braisa, coin gadol markev onen, ve'eno ochel, ve'eno cholik le'achol la'arev. And he brings the carbon, but he doesn't eat it, and he doesn't share, take a share to eat it at night. Rashi says, kishet tistalik aninuso, when his aninus is over, daninus laila, derabanan, aninus daraisa, eno el yom misa, it's only day of the misa, d'chsev achrisa, v'achrisa, ki yom mar, alma ein marirus, el yom echad, it's marirus is only for one day. So since the Braisa tells us that Kohen Gadol and Onein is able to go and bring the carbon, but can't eat the meat, obviously, if he brings his own, he can let a Kohen go and do it, but he can't go ahead and take the meat. So the Gemara says, I would have thought, ki chas rachmana, lay the Kohen Gadol, when is the Torah maker with the Kohen Gadol, who's an Onein, lekruve hu, it's only if he brings it himself, but to go and to make a shliach, that he's not able to go and do. And for it comes to tell you that the Kohen Gadol can even make a shliach and to bring it when he is in Onein. Zok, the next Heilige Mishnah. Someone goes and steals from a ger, from a convert, and he swears and he lies. He swears falsely, saying that he didn't steal it. Who may send the ger dies and there's nobody there. Harisa Mishalim Karen Vachomish Kohanim is the big Karen Chomish to the Kohanim. Va'ashem Lazbech and Ashem Lazbech. Shannon the Pasuk says, Ve'im Ein La'ish Go La'ashem Va'ashem Elav. Ha'ashem Ha'ushav La'ashem La'koin. He goes to Hashem to the Koin. Bavad El Kippur Meshay Chuper Bo Alav. Except for the ram of atonement, which he should give. Which he shall provide him atonement. So the Mishnah further. Let's say this Gana was bringing up money, and the Asham is bringing it to Yerushalayim, Umeis, and then he died on the way. The money should be given to the kids, to the Ganav's children. They were zochen in the Misa's Ger. You have to do Hashava. It's a Kabara. Shavuos in his lie. He died. So when the Ger died, he was Konit. But he has to get a Kapara. So he's bringing it up. And now he died. He doesn't have that. Therefore, goes to the kids. The Alshem Yeretz, and then Alshem is brought. What do you do? You let it roam until it gets a blemish. And what do? You go and you sell it, and you take its money, and you bring it as a carbon nedava. Rashi's Lashofros Kates Samizbeach Olos Basar L'Shem Oros L'Kanim. Nosan Akesav Anshem Mishmar Umeis. If let's say he gave the money to the men of the Mishmar, and then he died without bringing the Alshem, Ena Yerushin Nichon Lotzi Miadam. The Yerushim not able to go and take that money back. It's done. Shemar, because it says Isha Sheinatin Yitin L'Koin Lo Yad. What a man gives to the coin, it should be his. Once the coin gets it, it becomes his, and you can't go back on it, even though that carbon does end up getting given. Next one, Mishnah. Nasan Akesef Li Yeho Yori V'Ashem Li Yedaya. If let's say the rabbi, this kind of gave the money to the Mishmar called Yeho Yariv, and the Ashem he gave to the Mishmar of Yedaya. Rashi says that Yeho Yariv was the Mishmar. Yeho Yariv is Rishon, or L'chol Mishmar, was the beginning of all of them. Mishal Yedaya is Achareh, is after. Now, son, Rashi says, a Gzela, it's a Kesef. Gazlan, it's a castle, Yarav Mishmarto, Vachach Nosan Ashim Liyadaya Bimishmarto, you split it up amongst them. Yotze, you are Yotze, right? When he gets it was the end of Yarav's week, and he gave him the Ashim, and he didn't give the, you know, then he worked out after. Okay, you give it to two different Mishmaros. Im Kayam Ashim, then if the Ashim is still around, then the people of Yarav didn't give us a carbon, Yakirubine Yedaya, then it should be sacrificed by Yedaya. Those are the ones who should do it, because, they took it before he actually paid up the money, so they get a kenas, and we don't allow them to hold on to it, you know, until afterwards when it's going to come back to their chance again. But they have to give it to Yedaya, and Vim Lo. But if not, it was they gave it as a carbon. Now he used to go and bring another carbon. Because one who brings his robbery before bringing his asham, he's going to be off the hook. Hevi Asham HaAtshalevi Gizelo Lo Yatsa. But if he brought his Asham before he actually paid up, he's not going to be Yotze. Nosen is a Karen V'lo Nosen is a Chomesh. Let's say you give the Kohen the Karen that he stole, but he didn't give the Chomesh, the one-fifth, and the Chomesh Me'akev. Chomesh does not Me'akev the Kapara. Zog the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanon. Tanu Rabbanon. Asham Zekaren. When the Pasuk says the Asham that's given to Hashem for the Kohen, he's different from the Ger, and the Ger dies, and you give it to them, that's talking about the Karen, the principal that he ended up stealing. Hamushav Zechomesh. When he says Hamushav, it's talking about the Chomesh. Eino Ela Asham Ze'ayel. Maybe not. Maybe Asham is talking about the Ayel, which he brings as his kaparas, his Asham. Says the Gemara Ulaman Nafkamina. What does it make a difference? La Fukimi, the Rav is coming to come against Rav. Dama Rav, Gezel Ager Shechzir Balayla. If Gezel Ager, that one who steals, but he returned it to the Kohanim. We're talking about this to their Mishmar. He returns it Shechzir Balayla to them at the nighttime. Lo Yotze, he is not Yotze. Shechzir Chatzayin Lo Yotze. If he returned in halves, he's not Yotze either. You can't pay one half one day and the one half the other. It's not going to work. My time, Asham Kari Rechmana. It says Asham. The Torah says the word Asham. So it's you have to have the halachas that apply to an Asham as well. And we know by an Asham, it's got to be brought during the day and it can't be brought in halves. Okay, says the Gemara. Kishu Omer Milvad El Kippurim. When it says that besides the Ram of Atonement, Haviomer Asham Zekaren. So you have to say that the word Asham that said earlier is talking about the Karen. Because Asham, the carbon Asham is mentioned later. So for the word Asham that's mentioned earlier, with that he returned means the payment. It's got to be talking about the Karen that he stole. Tanya Yidach, another braisa that says Asham Zekaren. When the Pasuk says an Asham is returned to Hashem, to the Kohanim, and it says the word Asham is talking about the Karen. Hamushav Zechomesh, that's the fifth. Oinu Ela Asham Zechomesh. Maybe the Asham is the word Asham itself. It's talking about the concept of the fifth. Lamay Nafkamina. What's the difference that would come out when it says Asham is talking about the fifth instead of the Karen, Lafuke Mimastisa, and this is coming to Lafuke, our Mishnah. The time went to the Mishnah, no solace of Karen, Velonis is Chomish, you give the Karen not the Chomish, Ain Chomish Ma'akiv, Chomish not Ma'akiv, Adarabba, Chomish Ma'akiv. But according to when I say that Asham is talking about the 1/5, then we say the opposite, the Chomish would actually be a Ma'akiv. Therefore, it makes a difference. Kishu Omer, Veheshiv is Asham, Rosh Mechem Yishviso, when the Torah then says after us, he shall return his Asham in its principal amount and its fifth. Have Omer Asham Zakarian, it must be Asham is Karen if we don't have that issue. Tanya Yidach, Asham Zakarian, when he says Asham is Karen, Hamushav Zachomish, Gezel Ager, because when David's talking about stealing from Ager. Oh, Enu Ela Hamushav Zekefel. Maybe Hamushav is talking about Kefel. Ubigeneva Sager, because when it's talking about Geneva Sager, not Gezel Hager. Because you omer Vahesh is a Shom, Rosh Machem Shiso. When it says that, Harry Bamoman, the Mishtalim, Rosh Hakosm Daber, then it's clear that the Pasuk is speaking about money that is paid in its Karen, and not that's talking about in terms of Kefel. Zok to Gemara, Gufa Amar Rava, Gezel Ager Shechzir Balayla. Let's say you have the Ganav comes along and returns that which he stole of a ger to the Kohanim at night. Lo Yotze Na Yotze. Chzir Chatzoyin Lo Yotze. We give back in halves Na Yotze. My time, Asham Kaya Rechmana, because it's called Asham. Therefore, just like an Asham has to be done during the day, Kemper in halves this as well. Viyama Rava, Gezel Ger Shein Bo Shava Pruta Lechol Kohen, Bekohen of the excuse me, the Gevel Ger is not the value of a pruta to be given to each and every one of the Kohanim, but the Mishmar Lo Yotze Dechavaso, then he's not Yotze Yischov, giving it back. If you want to be Yotze Yischov and get a kapara, is to add money from his own pocket. He's got to add from his own pocket. There's a walk-in in his pocket and there's money in his pocket. My time, huh? Because the Pasuk says, Ha'oshem Amushav, the Oshem that is returned. The Asham that is returned is for the Kohen, which is telling us Achei Hashav LeKol Kohen VeKohen until there is a returning for each and every Kohen. Boy Rava Frek Rava, a questioner. Aim Bo LeMishperas Yo Yoriv, if There's not enough to with the payback all of your Yariv. V'yeshbo, beep, turn the page. Kuf Yud Mem Beis. Let me express Yedaya, but there is enough to be able to go and give for Yedaya, obviously meaning that they have less members in their Mishmeres. Mao, what's going to be the din in such a circumstance? Hey, Hidami, now, what exactly is the case? Elim de Yahave Liyadia Lidaya B'Mishmeres Yedaya. If you want to say that he did it during that the Mishmeres, then Hayespe, there's enough. What's the problem? Of course it's good. Lo tzicha de yavi liyadaya b'mishmarta de yarev. Yo, de yeho yarev. Where you give it to them, the second one, during the first one's Mishmeres. And Maya, what's going to be the end of that? Mi amin kevin de la mishmarta. Do we say kezata mishmeres v'lo klum? It's nothing. O dem, do we say kevin de lo chazilei? Since it's not chazi for yo yarev, because there's enough for each one of them, Meikara li Yedaya Kai, therefore it was Meikara sitting to be given over to Yedaya. Says the Gemara, take a good question. We don't know. Ba'irava Kohanim Mauchi Yachlu Gezel Ager Kene Gezel Ager. That is, let's say you have a situation where you have one coin saying to another that you take my, what I'm going to get from this ger stuff, and I'm going to take what you're going to get from that one. Kohana Maushi Yachluku Gezel Ger, Keneged Gezel Ger. Can they do pull switcheroo? Mir mean an Asham Kari Rechmana. Do we say that the Torah says Asham? Ma Asham, Ain Chulkin Asham, Keneged Asham. You can't go and swap an Asham for an Asham. Av Gezel in Chulkin Gezel Ger, Keneged Gezel Ger. Or maybe Gezel Ager Mamona, who it's considered like cash money that belongs to the coin, therefore they can do whatever they want with it. Says the Gemara, Hadar Pashta, afterwards they figured out the answer. Asham Kari Rachmana, the Torah calls it an Asham, therefore you're not allowed to do a switcheroo. Ravacha Brei, the Rabba Masi Lebahedja, he said it straight up. Amar Rabba, Kohanim Ein Cholken Gezel Ager, Kene Gezel Ager, my time Asham Kari Rachmana, because it calls it Asham. Ba'i Rav, another question. Kohanim Begezel Hager Yorshim Havu, Amakabim Matonus Havu. When it comes to this idea of Gezel Ager, are Kohanim considered like Yorshim, like they were Yorish? Like they're the Yorshim of the of the ger, or mekabel matana, is it considered like they're getting a matana over here? L'may nafkamina, what's a nafkamina? Who cares whether it's considered yorshim or matana? Kigon shegazel chametz ve, switch over here, ve over alav pesach. Right, so now it becomes aser bahana. Right, so you've stole chametz from a ger, and pesach is over it before he gives it to the kohen. Yamrish Yarshim, if you want to say that the Yarshim, Hainu Hai, the Yarse Morris, then this Chametz is what they inherited, and he's off the hook, right? You give it to this Kohanim, even though nothing can do with it. If Yamrish Kabbin Matanus, it's a Matana, Matana Ka'am Rachmana Denei Sevlu, then it's a Matana that they're supposed to give it. V'halo Kayoi Vlu Midei. But they didn't give him anything over here. Just by giving him this thing, didn't consider giving. The Afar Ba'amo, it's just considered Afar there. And therefore, the only way to get out of it is he has to go ahead and he has to pay to the coin the amount that it was worth at the time that he stole it. Rav Ze'ira Boyach, he asks as follows. I feel him Tim Salom Mekab Matana. Even if you want to say it's considered Matana, Halo Iboylan. That's not a question. Right? We're not questioning about whether or not this Ganav is able to, the robber can give this Chametz after Pesach, because of course he can do that. Because this is the matana that Hashem told the Ganav to give to him. Then what is the question? Where do we have a question? Whether considered like they're Yorshim or considered like it's matana. Talking about a case where 10 come to Gezel Ger. Is there a chiyuv to go and take off Ma'aser Behema or not? Yarshim Havu, do we consider him like Yarshim? And the Amar Mar, that Kanu B'Tfisas Bayis Chayovin, that if the Yarshim acquire them in the with you know the estate of the father, then the chiyuv to go ahead and take off Ma'aser Behema from it. Although Makab Matanus Havu is going to look at Matanu tonight, we looked at the Mishnah. Halokeach. V'hanitan lo b'matana, one who buys an animal that there wasn't taken off, you know, the mice are from it, and v'hanitan lo b'matana, one who's given it as a matana, Rashi says, "Lokeach loka chasara tloim shlo nisasu min ashok." They didn't dig off. Or vanita lo b'matana, one who gives it to him as a gift. Pater meiser behema. He's pater from meiser behema. My. So what is the vus is the din? You got to think of meiser or not? Toshima, Toshima. As for matanas kahuna, matanas kahuna, nitel Aaron elbanav. There are 24 matanas are given to Aaron and his sons. Vekulnta bechal upratu klal ubris melach, and all of them are given over with this klal upratu klal and a bris, a covenant of salt, which means it's going to last and not spoil. Kolam ekaimin. Anyone who goes and upholds and does this, kilu mekaim klal pratu klal ubris melach. It's like he upheld a klal pratu klal. Rashi says kolat Torah kula shenitna lidros beklal pratu klal kilu kiim kolak kabana shenitna behem bris melach. So it's like he's mekaim klal pratu klal and bris melach. Kolat over alam. And anyone who goes against transgresses it, kilu over al klal pratu klal ubris melach. It's like someone went against it. He went against the entire Torah. And this Bris Melech, Ve'elohen, and these are them. Eser b'migdosh, 10 of them are given in the Bit HaMikdash. They have to be eaten inside the Azara. Ve'arba b'Yerushalayim, 4 of them have to be eaten in Yerushalayim, Rashi says, b'chol ha'ir. Ve'eser b'gvulin, and 10 of them are allowed to be in the Gvul. Rashi says, be'ari Eretz Yisrael, you know, the cities that's in anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. Eseb and Migdash, what are the 10? Here we go. Chatas Behem, number 1. Chatas Aof, Va'asham Vade, Va'asham Taloi, V'zivchei Shalmeit Tzibor, that's the Tzibor Dika Shlamim, and V'log Shemin Shalmeit Tzora, U'mosera Omer, U'shtei Alechem, V'lechem Apanim, U'shiar Menachos, V'arba B'Yerushalayim, what are the 4 in Yerushalayim? Ha'bechora, V'abikurim, V'amuram Minhat Torah, Minatoda ve'el Nazir. That's the stuff that's separated from the carbon toda and from the ram of the Nazir. Va'orus kachim and the hides of kachim. Va'asar b'gvulin with the 10 of the gvulin. Truma trumas meiser. V'chala v'reishis ha'geiz. That's the first shearings. Va'matanos, the gifts that were given. The part that was shechted. They were given from the shechted of the animal. Upidyan haben, upidyan peter chamor, ustei achuza, an ancestral field that gets sold by the Beis HaMikdash, ustei charamim, a charamim field, that is if someone says this field is chir, means to give it to the Kohanim, vegezel ager, and stolen property from a ger. Vekakari bias matana, at the end of the day, the bottom line is that the Bryce says that this is considered like a matanos. Shema mino mekabli matanos havo. Turns out that it's considered mekabli matanos, the gezel ager. Shema mino. Beautiful. Next part of the Mishnah, we said that nasan kesef anshe mishmar meis. Let's say he gave the money to the men of the Mishnah and then he died without giving the asham. Then we said, eini yarshim yichon lohotzim yadam. The yarshim can't get that money back because it says, v'isha shayitin lakoin lo yiyah, whatever is given over, he belongs to him. Says the Gemara. Amar Abaye, yishma mina kesef mechaper mechsa. We should learn from this that returning the money that was stolen gives a half kapara for this ganav. The Elo Mechaper, if you want to say, if it's not going to atone, if nothing is atoned for at all, then Havamina Madil Yorshim. Then I would say that since he didn't finish off his Ashim, then the money goes back to the Yorshim. My Taima, Adaitid Hachi Lo Yavle. He didn't give to Kohanim with this in mind, meaning the Ganav gave the money only in order to be able to get a Kapara. So it's like he actually said out that his matana to them is only al tanai, that he's going to get a kapara. So therefore, if it doesn't actually work, so then it should go back to him, right? But the Mishnah learns after the pasuk, the Kohanim can keep it. So what do you see? That the payment itself, it does give him a little bit of kapara. In fact, the Gemara, elamiyat, the chata shemesu bala, typical chulin. But if you have a chatas, that the owner of it dies, which is the Gemara says, table of chulin, says Rashi, Velo tezel lemisa. It should go back to its original state. Because the owner didn't set it aside with this in mind. All he had in mind was to give it to get some kura kapar. If it's not going to happen, it should go back. Army, they said, chata shemesu ba'alea.
In reference to Chata, so the owners die. Hilchos the Gemirla, the Milsa, the Lemisa Azla. This is Allah Chomashimisina that it goes to death. It goes to be killed. In fact, the Gemara Lemayata, then Asham Shemesu Ba'alav Lepik Lechulin. Then in Asham the owner died. That should go back to Chulin. That died to the Hachilo Afisha. Asham Nami Hilchos the Gemirla. It's also Chomashimisina. Kol Shebechatas Mesa Ba'Asham Roe. Anything that when a chatas would die, an asham has to be raw until it gets a mum, and then you can go and you can redeem it. Says the Gemara, Lemeata, Yavama Shanafel Lefnei Muka Shchin, Tepek Balo Chalitza. If it's really true, then a Yavama who falls to a Yibam, and to, you know, to her brother in law, her husband dies, and none of his children goes to the brother in law, but this because Muka Shchin, he has boils all over his body, and therefore she looks at him like he's disgusting. He should be able. She should be able to go out without having even to do chalitza. The night the hachi lo kitcha atzma, because she did not give herself in marriage to the brother with this in mind at all. Therefore, they shouldn't even need to do anything. And for the Gemara, Hasam Anantadi, over there, we know we see. Beep, turn the page. Kufir Aleph. The meinach nicha la becholtu. She's content and okay with marrying the husband, this man. In any event, even though she may end up with his brother, it's worth it for her to marry this person. She says, "Laskalis l'rishon shushalim al suffik zeh shem yomos tiskek liyachiv." Karish Lakish from Kosh says, "Damirish Lakish tavla meisav tandu meisav armelo." A person would rather live with two people. In other words, a woman would rather stay together with someone than to be living alone. Rashi says, "Guf shnaim klami isha becholdu nichala." It's something which is going to be considered good for her. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.